Hi, I'm Sarah, I'm an addict.
Hey, Sarah.
Why do I have to have two microphones?
Because you're special.
You know I'll knock the table over, or like, you know, it's never going to stay the same, it's like. I'm like, ooh. Anyway, it's lovely to be here. Nice to be in a meeting. I had to just literally, I've been working somewhere today, but it's really cold. That's why I had those on, and like five layers with the poncho, six. And I'm sitting here when Andrew was sharing, lovely share, by the way, and I'm getting hotter and hotter and redder. So thank God for the break, so I could actually go and take some of those layers off. Yeah, because that would have been really uncomfortable. And it is like sitting up here. Obviously, I feel vulnerable and I feel nervous, and, you know, because I'm going to reveal myself. And this stuff, you know, doesn't matter how long you've been around, that part of it doesn't necessarily get easier. It's just that you've done it before, and that's what we do. We carry a message. So it's not really about me, even though it is about me. It's about carrying a message. And not the mess, but of course we all love a bit of mess, don't we? I mean, we know that there's going to be mess. Where I come from, there's mess. And that's the part, we clear it up. We have a little clean up, you know, have a little sort out. And, you know, I feel like I've been mending my heart and mending my soul since I've been in recovery, not knowing that that's what I was doing when I first walked in. I mean, I was so frightened when I came to recovery. I was literally terrified underneath everything. And I used to shake and like my voice would break. I would go bright red when I shared. I felt so uncomfortable. Like I thought, I'm not in the right place. I'm not in the right place, because I felt so self-conscious. Like that everybody could see right through me, and I'm carrying all this stuff around. Imaginary stuff, but you know what I mean, those kind of language that we use, but like everybody could see it, you know. It just felt like I had all this, you know, weighing me down, and like that people could see right through me. And I'd obviously, from years of using, carrying, trying to keep the mask together, and it didn't fit no more. Do you get what? It didn't fit in the world of my using. Like it all came tumbling down, and I couldn't work it out, and I couldn't understand why. And I was in that place of wanting to use because I'm an addict, and that's what I do, and then not understanding why the drugs didn't work anymore, and I was left feeling worse, or wanting to commit suicide, or, you know, being in psychosis, or like on a come down. Like it, the joy and the fun and the and all of the good stuff that it gave me in the beginning, like it all just crumbled down like a pack of cards. And I was just totally like that word, powerlessness. I mean, I sat there, because in the end I would use drugs on my own. I would get, it doesn't matter who was there or whatever, the end thing is just me and my drugs, because I can't actually physically talk to anybody after a certain point anyway. Nothing, you know, it's like I'm a mute, but I'm still using, and I'm still going, and I'm glitching out, and, you know, like the fucking vision's going pixelated. You know what I mean? It's like day five, you know, it's like, I think I've got to stop, but I want more, you know. And it's like so big, the feeling. It's like it's never enough. It doesn't matter how big the pile, how many different drugs, what there is, because it all looks good, doesn't it, when there's loads of it, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, this is it. And then it dwindles down, and then like you're a bit paranoid of him and that one, and they've had a bit more, and it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, I know they're going to the toilet, and when they're nipping it, I'm fucking nicking a bit more, tucking it away, getting ready for, you know. It was like, you know, and then you're smiling at them, like, you know, like you're your best buddies, but you're all like literally, and it's like, you know, and that's what we become. It's like, you know, all that, like we talk about defects, and but it all comes out, all the ugliness, all the selfishness, all the kind of like dog moves that we do to each other are just like rife. It is like animalistic behavior. You know what I mean? It takes you right back there. And you see things when you're out of it, and you're like, did that really happen? Because you normalize everything. It all becomes so normal. Like, you know, And you know, like, I just used to want to, like, I wanted it to last forever. Like, it's no point, like, to me, a drink or a bit of it, I want it to go on for as long as, and then you'd think someone's, now come on, Sarah, turn it in. Look, you know, enough's enough. No, it's not for me. It's not. And even now, with all my recovery, if I could honestly say to you, oh yeah, I'll just go and have a night off, you know, it'd be all right. I can't see the point of going out unless I'm gone for 5 days missing. That is the kind of addict I am. So unless that thinking miraculously changes one day, and I think, oh yeah, I could just, you know, but I can't, because it will never change, and it never will. And it's like that surrender of the powerlessness and acceptance at the same time, however painful, because we've all been there, is like, I don't know, it's like the game's up, isn't it? The game's up, you know, the lies up, the kind of, the denial's kind of got you in that place where you can't avoid yourself anymore. And it was just painful. It was really, really painful. And even talking about it, I can feel it in my chest. And I can feel it, like, the absolute despair that I felt when I used drugs in the end. Like, it took absolutely everything from me. And people's like, you know, I'm quite bubbly, and you'll see I'm kind of, you know, very animated and loads of energy and la la la. But I'm not like that when I use, you know what I mean? It's literally, I look like something out of a mental ward is what I look like in the end, you know what I mean? That's where it takes me. And then I start believing where, you know, what my head's coming up with. I'm coming up with the answer, coming up with a question. I'm coming up with the next big move, you know, because I'm plotting and I'm scheming. And it's all in my head, like the whole thing. And so more will be revealed, but coming into NA. So I don't, you know, when you're out there and you're using, it is about what drugs you take, and it is about who you know, and it is about what they, it is that kind of world where I come from. And then when you come in here, and that's in the reading, and it starts to get stripped away from you, and you start to see people, you know, we're just addicts. Doesn't matter what your drug of choice is, what yours is, what your, like, we're just addicts, and we've got the disease of addiction. You know, so I don't see myself. It doesn't matter what I took or I didn't take or what you took. It's about where the helplessness and wanting to, well, I didn't even want to change, as Andrew said. I was like, I'll go in, sort it out for a bit, and I'll be able to go and, you know, use like I used to. And that wasn't the case. And so it's really good to be in a NA meeting, and people that are online, and I think some friends are joining, which is lovely. And so going back to like mending my heart and mending my soul and working the steps, you know, I got a basic text. We had a where to find, but they were like paper then, you know, like you'd find your little meeting. And I didn't know anyone in recovery. There wasn't one person in my life really that I kind of had in my life that I thought were friends who didn't take drugs. So when I did come in, I would be the one that sat at the back or up on the back at Soho meeting. And, you know, I think if I looked good, you know what I mean? You couldn't really see how bad I was feeling on the inside. You know, I used to totter around following my latest obsession in a meeting, you know what I mean? Like, as we do, we've all done it. go on, Ryan. We've all done it. You've only gone to meet, you look like you're going out, didn't you? Like, all right. You know what I mean? Got a little lip gloss. I look back now and I'm like, really? But it's all right. It doesn't matter. It does none of that stuff. It's whatever keeps you coming back. It's whatever keeps you. It really does. It's not a bad thing, you know. Some of them things don't go too well, but we've all got to learn our own way. My sponsor says don't do it. I do it. I do, because that's the kind of person that I am. All right? So there's no point trying to make out with this like spiritual guru. I have messed up in recovery big time. Got myself in a pickle. Ooh, phone the sponsor. You know, and that's been all right because I've always been honest with her. And she can see me coming anyway. Like, because, like, you know, she used to say, like, Sarah, you look like you've been tangoed with ADHD when you first come in. Like, you couldn't have got any more fake tan on the mooey, mate. On the mooey. Let's have a bit more. Oh, there's a feeling. Whoa. And it's like, it's great. I love it. It's great. But I didn't have any of the inside stuff. I didn't know the language you was talking, you know, and people were kind to me and they came up to me and you'll have friends in meetings that you'll become lifelong friends that you've met and you've gone for tea and then like, you know, you've gone for food and they've become your inner circle. Then you just have acquaintances that you just see at meetings and you might have a hug and you know, but there's an acknowledgement, there's a nice fellowship acknowledgement there because it is about unity. And there's some people you'll probably never ever speak to. Your paths will never really cross. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it's all right. It's like, I look for the similarities, but I love the differences. That's really what I love. It's not, we're not all supposed to be the same. We're not all meant to have the same beliefs. That's what recovery is so good. I can say, this is what I feel, this is what I believe, and it doesn't have to be the same as you. But it doesn't mean that I have to fall out over it. You know, it's like the principles and, you know, you get clean and then you've got to maneuver and like life in the fellowship because it's our fellowship and it's our, you know, so we, or everything that happens to us pretty much unravels in recovery, right? We're in a relationship that don't go well, then it, you know, it's like, it's awkward, it's not nice because everybody kind of knows and you have to work through those feelings in recovery and have respect for that person that'll still be coming to a meeting, you know, and I guess it's like about being kind. Maybe not at that particular time, you know. We all clock a little bit of a resentment here and there. It's all part of the game. You have to learn. It's no point having a lovely program and everything's wonderful, is it? Because we all know a program only works when things get difficult. And that's when you have to work your program, when you are like backed up against the wall and you're like, oh, you know, it might be something at work, it might be a difference, it might be a falling out, it might be stuff amongst friends. Like, these are all the things that have happened to me in like long-term recovery. And and it's about finding your way in the fellowship and knowing that, you know, we don't turn anyone away. We don't. Like, I was a hopeless addict that came in, constantly relapsed. I don't know how many of these I picked up. Keep coming back, keep coming back. Keep. If you don't relapse, great, but if you do, keep coming back. It's like, you know, all that love, and I couldn't take it in, I didn't understand it. It felt too much for me. Like, I just used to think, what do you want? What do you want? What, like, because the world I come from, it's all about hidden agendas. I'll have that, and you'll do all this for me, and it's all, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's all that kind of stuff, and recovery is about just people want like the best for you and they care about you and like my sponsor loving me till I can love myself. What's that? I was like, oh my God. And now I do the same for women that I love and care about. And, you know, I'm there for them. And I think, God, all the stuff, the hours of the conversations my sponsor's been through, the relationships, bless her. Seriously, like, you know, and the work, more importantly, and the work and the hours and the sharing my step work. It's incredible. And she does that all because we keep it, because that's how we keep it. We give it away, but because it's part of her life, you know, getting a basic text, like learning about the steps and the principles. You have to have them. If you ain't, you will have to at some point. Okay, let's just get that out there. You know, no, but I'm making a joke of it because I've actually been up since 6:40, right? I couldn't sleep last night. And this is the silly thing, similar to what Andrew was saying about how my head. So I'm in my bed with my head that now feels like a gigantic thing and it's all going on, like these things, all because of something that happened at work. And it's either that scenario, I look good, and it's a positive thing, or it's like a saying that could be two things. So instead of just clearing it up, no, I'm coming up in here, and I'm that way. And then if I do that, that makes me feel really nice, but that really makes me feel uncomfortable. And then I'm like, they can all, I won't swear, do one. I can get another. I don't need that. Like, and then I'm going into this whole magnifying it. And then I finally, I had some crunchy nut cornflakes, right? I gave in, because I'm always fasting, like anyone who knows me, I'm on the fasting, right? And I love it, but last night the old crunchy nuts got the better of me. And I'm sitting there eating them, feeling really sorry for myself, and it's tired, I'm tired, like you can see I'm tired. Got to bed. Just think, please. I like that. She was like, please, please let it go, sir. Just let it go. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Then what popped in? You're doing the chair tomorrow night? What you gonna say then? I wonder if they'll like you, you know, like, and I was like, no. And that's, you know, that's how it plays out. It manifests itself, doesn't it? Like the disease and, you know, but it's some real celebrations of birthdays in here tonight, which is incredible. And they do matter. And clean time does matter to me. And clean time matters to my kids and the people that care about me and the relationships and the journeys and the desires and the goals and everything that people said to me, oh, you won't, like, that I wouldn't achieve anything. Like, I came from a lot of negativity and all. I felt like I just grew up with internalized shame, you know? I used to wet the bed. I come from a really poor family. My mum was like, my dad was in and out of prison. He used to drink to blackout and be abusive and belt me for wetting the bed. And of course I'd carry on and, you know, and I was this really skinny, skinny little child. I mean, I was really skinny, like anorexic. And then I got taken into foster care and, but I'm not the story that I came in with. Not that that doesn't have weight and it's not real and it's because it is. But you know what? The steps have been like the jigsaw. Like it's a jigsaw and you're just like getting rid of all the blocks of cement, all the different layers of all the different damage and all of the situations that I've been in. And, you know, and it's like them little bits of the jigsaw. For me, recovery is about getting rid of everything. It's like getting rid. Like, I'm like, I don't need that. I've worked on that. I've moved through that. Don't need that no more. You know, hardest lesson I've ever had to learn. People only treat you how you allow them to. But I would let people treat me like all sorts, like, but it took me a long time to get to that. Not that I haven't been a piece of work, because you can imagine, I'm like Medusa when the drugs run out. I ain't lying, them snakes are popping up out though. Whoa, you're like, she seems such a lovely girl. You know, she was lovely at the beginning of the day. Now she's a psycho that wants to stab me. No, I'm making jokes, but it's true. It's like, I used to ring people up and literally they'd ring, listen to their voicemails the next day. There's about 8 messages from me literally giving it to them, you know. This is previous, before recovery. But what I'm trying to say within that is like, that's how lost I was. And it was all about high drama, like, you know, there was no middle ground. There was no middle ground, which is what recovery is. You know, and I've always kept coming back. It doesn't matter what's gone on in my life or if I've had fallouts or relationships. Like here for me, NA, and I believe there's a lot of people that have passed, that have given this message, and they're not with us today, but I always feel, I feel them in the room. I feel them because, like, the recovery, what I was given when I first came about, I mean, it was extraordinary, some of those messages, like some of that love. And then these people are gone, but like I was lucky enough to be blessed that I had them in my life, or they shared their recovery with me. They, you know, and they'd say, it's all about the love. I used to think, it's all about the love. Oh my God, do you know how long it took me to get to the fact it's all about the love? And actually accept that, because it used to make me cringe. It's like when someone says to me, you say, have you got, what's the plan? Oh, don't say to me, what's the plan? It makes my, not so much now, but literally from in, because of the fact that there was never no plan. There was no plan. There was, like, you know, it was just me off and running, doing what I needed to do in, you know, getting ways and means to get drugs. And I don't know why that is, like, obviously there's a plan. I get up, my son goes to school. There is a plan, but there isn't a plan. There isn't, you know what I mean? The higher good of everything is just, you know, things happen to you in recovery, or people pass, or, you know, and they're painful things, you know, some of the people that we've lost along the way, and they've, you know, they've given the message, and, you know, the point being, they was always here, and like, when I'm not here, or these meetings will still be here, and people will still be coming, because for me, like, I'm NA. NA is my life, you know what I mean? Like, I go to meetings, I've never, you know, sometimes I've kind of taken a bit of a pause on the step work, but for me, it's the steps. Like, you go to meetings, you talk to your sponsor, higher power, I don't know whatever that is for you lot, I'm not religious, I'm not a believer, I'm just a woman in NA, I'm not religious on any form, I just believe that there is something bigger than me. I'm not in control. And it's kind and loving and wants the best for me. You know, and that's basically the school of thought that I follow. And it was my school of thought was like, my sponsor wasn't about, I know times have changed, we've got social media. It weren't about, oh, let's meet up to take a picture to share on social media. It's like, get the work done. Then you come over to my house and we share the step work. It's about the steps, you know what I mean? And that's how I sponsor, really. Obviously, they can, my sponsors know how much I love them, and they can phone me any time. But, you know, yeah, it was just about the willingness. And I didn't have the willingness. You know, what is it? God, brain's going. Willingness. What's it was? Come on, help me out, love. The brain's going. Thank you, Stephen. That one, you should know that. It's got 20 years, this one. Okay.
Menopause brain.
We've all got that going on. I mean, geez. Yeah, but honesty, open-mindedness and willingness. So my sponsor used to say, honesty, open-mindedness and willingness. And she does still, because I'm still with the same sponsor. And she's like, if you forget the H, what have you got? Ow. Ooh, we've all been there, haven't we? When we forgot the little bits of the, you know, the story or the honesty. And it's true. It's like, you know. But I've never been, felt like I can't take anything to her, or that she hasn't, you know, like, it doesn't matter. She knows absolutely everything about me. And the journey of recovery is for me, I've been with the same sponsor. I think my sponsor's, she's not online. I think she's about 35 years. Could be 32. She's long time about. And, but you know, she's always given this away freely. And you know, like for me, because she came up to me at the back of the room in the meeting, like if there's a newcomer, welcome anybody. And if you don't get anything out of my story, you just keep coming back. But she came up to me, like I see people and they're on their own and they're nervous. I will go to the, like, you know, and I'll say, you want to go for coffee if they need to go for coffee. I see people at conventions, they're like, oh my God, you took me for coffee and such, and I'm like, I don't always remember, not in a bad way, because, like, you see so many people. What have I achieved in recovery? Wow. You know, it's just about a day at a time and keeping it real and the expectations. Like, I haven't got the expectations that I'm going to, you know, live in this big mansion and marry this blah, 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 blah. I used to have them fantasies when I first come in. But now, the everything's kind of right sized. And I'm not saying you can have whatever you want, but what I'm saying is that my insides match my outsides, and I'm really humble with that, you know. And it works. Why do you think we're all still sitting here? It's like, it's the only thing that's ever worked. You'll never beat it. You'll never beat addiction. Oh, trust me, we've all tried, haven't we? You know what I mean? We flogged a dead horse, all of us, till the end, you know. And it's like, and the thing with recovery and addicts, you know, we're not stupid, you know, we're not. And when we actually then realise that there is a way out, because like for me, I actually then found out what was wrong with me after years of torture, because I just used, obviously I knew I weren't wired up correctly on a lot of occasions, you know what I mean? But even when I was a kid, I was like maybe 8 or 9, and I ran into a wall because my head told me to. Like, I'm talking like 8, 9 years old and not knowing or having any understanding and thinking that really hurt. But I did it anyway, like that kind of like force of being driven. And and that was from a young, I never felt comfortable in, you know. And I think like, it's lovely to be able to, you know, be in recovery and have wonderful friends and people that genuinely love me, but I'm still here just for me. This is my recovery and it's about my life. And, you know, like I said, some people have gone, some people will go. They'll, you know, you see people and they're like, oh, I don't really think I need recovery anymore. And I'm like, I could never do that. That would, it's just not my, it wouldn't go like that for me. I'm an addict and I need recovery in my life in order to learn how to live on life's terms and manage like my disease, because it's progressive and it progresses and goes into all sorts of different areas, as we all know. And I find relief here. I find relief, I find peace, I find freedom. Freedom from active addiction. Like, that was just a concept. I didn't, like, I never even, maybe weak tops, not using. That's like as far as I could ever really, really see or foresee a week. Anything beyond that was just totally, it was out of my, I couldn't grasp it. You know, and people laughing and smiling and building their lives in recovery. I just used to think, just be looking at the floor, feeling like just so awkward and thinking, not really wanting to be here, if I'm honest, but knowing that I had to be here. You know, it's almost like against my own will. Like, you know, it gets older, this recovery. Minces you up like, you know, twists you all around, and but it's lovely and it's wonderful and it's we can go off and kind of like build a new. I didn't know who I was, like what I liked, what I didn't like. I just used to do things and because I was just like a lost soul really before I came into recovery. You know, I'd say that I was lost. And through the steps, like, I've been through the green and gold 3 times. Going to go back through it with the same sponsor. Probably be about something different layers of the onion, as they say. No magic fairy is going to come along and do this stuff for you. Do you know what I mean? I don't expect my sponsees to do anything that I haven't done. It's like, you want to get well mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Do the steps. You know, if you don't really want it, you won't get a sponsor and you won't work the steps. You know what I mean? You might come to meetings, but you have to want this. You have to be in that place of like, you know, and at first I wasn't, but I kept coming back is the point I'm trying. You're not going to come in and just think, yes, I'm going to listen to this crazy, weird and wonderful lot. You know, people kept saying, keep coming back, you'll get it. I thought, you'll fucking get it in a minute, mate. Like, what you, seriously? Asking me all the old questions. What about this? What about, I didn't even have a driving license, driving along. Going into meetings, parking up with a little bit of lip gloss. People asking me, I used to think, what, you old Bill? What are you asking so many questions for? Do you know what I mean? It used to make me feel really uncomfortable. Yeah, but but it's true, isn't it? Like, and people giving you their number. I ever tried to phone someone in recovery? Oh, it's like the phone weighs so heavy to pick it up, put it down. Oh, yeah, oh, no. And then you're praying that they'd leave the voicemail in it. Hi, it's Sarah. You know what I mean? It's like, please don't pick up, please. And then it's like that. Oh, you know, and all that stuff I had to go through. And, you know, and it is awkward and it is uncomfortable. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, the reason I'm with my sponsor is because it's not, pretty much you've been through everything in life, in recovery, that I'm going to experience or go through, you know, and that's why I'm with her, because she guides me, like, and she protects me from myself, like, not in and out, right, don't do this, don't do that, because she knows that's never going to work with me. I believe that the program's there, but you're going to unravel how you're going to unravel, you know. It's not, oh, don't get into a relationship. Well, we all do that, don't we? If you don't, great, well done. But I've been in a few. And I've earned my badge of honour with them. And then, do you know what? I've looked back, and I mean this in the most spiritual way, nothing. At the time, but now I think, I'm so glad that never worked out. Oh, my God. It's like, where was your head? You know that song, where's your head? Where's your head? I would have fallen in love with a cheese sandwich, like literally. I'm not even joking when I came in. Oh, someone paid me a bit of attention, you know. But, you know, that's the thing. We can laugh and we can grow in here. And, yeah, and there are differences, and you're not going to get on with everyone. And I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I don't go home and think, oh my God, like when I first come in, all the people that don't like you, you want them to like you, don't you? Do you know, like you'll notice them more, you know, it's so mad. And that self-worth and that, you know, that kind of sabotage that used to go on in my head and feeling less than and awkward. And I still have all of that. It's not like it's not even going on now. But because I've got the recovery, and the recovery's bigger than that, because I used to listen to the disease, but now I've got the recovery that comes in over the top, it comes underneath. I mean, listen, I've got it all round, you know what I mean? But I mean that in the best way. It's like I'm surrounded by love of the fellowship, and I would not be here if it wasn't for some of the people that were here before that aren't here today. They ain't, you know, some of them passed clean. Some unfortunately committed suicide. I'm not going to say names. I'd love to, but I'd keep it, you know. But I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them and their kindness, you know. And I miss them. I really do miss them. And that's the funny thing. It's like you never know when someone's going to go. You don't. Yeah, and that's the beauty of recovery. And I will always keep coming back. And I've done loads of amazing things. I mean, us crazy girls went to New York, like, you know, we went to the convention. My 10 years clean, I was like, you know, I'm literally putting it out there to the universe. I manifested that. It literally came and we all went and it was amazing, and we was dancing in Times Square. They had the NA do, and it was like electric. I mean, electric. And then I went back on my own because I met this acting teacher, and I do a little bit of acting. I won't bore you, but like it is my passion. I love it, you know. And I was like, I'm going back. And people helped me along the way there, you know. People helped me along the way there to get there, to stay there. You know what I mean? Everyone does their little bit, don't they? It's funny, you go to a meeting and you'll share something and then you'll be somewhere else and something will appear right before you and you're like, that's so mad because like I was only sharing that, or I was in that difficult position. I went to a meeting. I don't know. It works. It just something lifts here. I never go out of a meeting feeling worse than when I've come in. You know, only them first ones, because I, like, was just couldn't wait to get out and use, basically. You know what I mean? I thought, it's not for me. All this sitting in a circle. Like, you know, it might work for you. It's definitely not going to work for me. Yeah, and I've got two beautiful sons, thanks, Roz. And, you know, they're my life. I'd do absolutely anything for them. And they know about I'm in recovery and, you know, they come to the, if I have a little shindig and, like, both of them done a speech, didn't they, a couple of years ago, which was lovely. And they know all about it because my eldest got dragged up in that of me using, like, all he can remember is dance tracks on, me dancing on the table or the thing, you know, because I was out of it, you know. And then on a come down, he watched Lion King I don't know how many times. It's terrible. Like, we laugh about it. That's his favourite film. The old Betamax was going, you know. But we've had that. What I'm saying is I've made the amends. We've talked about it. And do you know who he comes to when he's in a pickle? And he's been out on a bender and he's got the isms and he's like me. And he's like, I've been out for about five. And I'm like, you need to go to a meeting, you know. And, but you know, all those, when you're young, you brush it off, don't you? You know what I mean? Until you can't brush it off no more. Anyway, I hope I've made sense. I'm literally gonna, can't wait to get into bed tonight and actually sleep, you know what I mean? It's so mad when you've got to do a chair at speakers. It's like a build up. You know, it really is. Yeah. So I'm a grateful member of recovery and I've learned to, I've removed myself because I've done the work and the things that used to rob me of my peace of mind or the reality that I lived in, because it was so powerful, the stuff that I came in with. There was a lot of childhood trauma. It's not my story today. I don't really need to go into it. It's like, but it was there and it used to rob me and take me straight back to the past. And whoever that person was, I'd be projecting what was on onto them. Do you see what I mean? And I was always looking for someone to rescue me. Even as the kid, I was the little kid, you know, I used to bunk off school and go down the arcades. And that was my first addiction, in, out, in, out. Excuse me, you've got 10p. Oh, you know, and then the nice man, nice lady, give me 10p, back in, bob, 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 bob. But, you know, in lots of ways, I had loads of charisma and I ended up working in sales, you know, funny enough. It's funny, isn't it? Like, I was doing it from 8 years old, really, you know, but in only because I was so self-reliant and I had to, and I was parenting myself a lot of the time. And I think that's the beautiful thing about recovery is, you know, is the growth. And what you, as I said, when I came in and had all these blocks of cement and I was chipping away and I'm thinking, this stuff's never shifting. And then you shift it and you're like, oh, wow. It's a spiritual program. You know, and it doesn't matter. I've got a sponsor. I've got wonderful friends in this room that I love and really care about. And, but, you know, I ring the sponsor. This is what I was shown. Go to a meeting, have a share up, whatever's going on, write in the step relevant to the question, because when you read them back, it all makes sense, doesn't it? You know? And you think, oh my God, look how much I was in that. You know, oh, I'm going to save this guy. If he gets a sponsor and works the steps, we're going to be together. I wasted a lot of time pushing, self-will, all. Now I think, oh, and sponsees do it, and I'm like, they're never going to work. But, yeah, the point being is, like, I write about it in the step, and then it's the higher power. Like, that's my biggest source of strength in recovery, is higher power, for me. And it can be whatever you want it to be, but, like, a situation will come up, and I'll feel overwhelmed, or I don't know what to do. Step 3, action step, prayer. Step 11, takes discipline. That's where you get the answer. You know, meditation, slowing down. Took me a long time to master that. However, I kept at it. Point being, then you hand it over to your higher power. Whatever, it doesn't matter, even, like, you might be ranting or raving or crying or, like, I mean, not raving, like that. Do whatever you want. I still love a rave. Anyway, point being is, from that, like a week or two, something will happen and I'll look up and I'll go, thank you. Thank you. Because I work the programme, that is what work is. I'm not supposed to control everything and this one and you and that. And that's why I said I love the differences. I love the similarities. But now, over time, the more I see the differences, I embrace them even more. Do you see what I mean? And I'll finish up on this. Oh, I'm 13 years. Celebration, it really is. And when I got up Tuesday, but that night I was so reflective, and I just kept remembering who I was when I come in, who I am now, and how far I've come. And recovery is a gift, it's a miracle. We get clean. How do we do that? How is it? You know? And then we start to be with people that really do genuinely care about us and have got our back. I had loads of acquaintances and people, but they were just people that wanted me to use when I was out with them. And, you know, I didn't really care when I was on the floor, broken. You know what I mean? No one wants you when you're the mess, do they? You know? But here, we scoop them up. We give them the love. We find a new way to live. So, yeah, whatever your higher powers, I've sponsored people that it's a tree. Whatever. Some people have been brought up like with really strong Catholic backgrounds. It's like, you know, that is maybe a form of spiritual abuse, as you realise when you get into recovery. You know what I mean? I've had someone, it's a can of Coke. Whatever rocks your boat. Whatever. It really ain't none of my business. You know? Whatever it is. But it works. It really genuinely works. And, God, I need 3 microphones now, don't I? I'm getting into it. Eddie loves a microphone. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I feel like I've got, like, oh my God, I'm just so grateful to be clean. And truly, it's so wonderful to be here and be grounded. And actually, even though I feel nervous and a little bit vulnerable, I'm all right because I'm with you guys, and you guys get it. And if it wasn't, you lot all keep me clean. You know what I mean? I can't do it on my own. I just can't. And keep coming back. It works if you work it. I'll leave it there.